Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Core Teaching Your Child, The Foundations of Classical Education by Lei A. Bortons is a practical education book for parents, especially homeschooling families, who want to understand and apply the classical model of learning. First published in 2010, it presents classical education as a disciplined approach built around the trivium grammar, dialectic, and rhetoric. Bortons, the founder of Classical Conversations, argues that children need a durable base of memorized knowledge, language skills, mathematical fluency, historical awareness, scientific observation, and artistic exposure before they can reason and communicate well. The book is partly a critique of modern schooling and partly a parent-oriented guide to early academic formation. Its emphasis falls most strongly on the grammar stage, when children absorb facts, vocabulary, patterns, and habits that later support analysis and expression. Rather than offering a complete scripted curriculum, it explains the purposes, priorities, and subject areas that define a home-centered classical education. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the trivium is presented as a sequence of teachable intellectual skills. The core organizes education around the classical trivium grammar, dialectic, and rhetoric. Bortons treats these not merely as historical categories, but as developmental tools that help parents decide what kind of learning a child is ready to do. In the grammar stage, young students are expected to absorb vocabulary, facts, rules, songs, charts, and patterns. This is not framed as shallow learning. It is described as storing the raw material that later reasoning requires. The dialectic stage then uses that material for questioning, comparison, classification, and argument. The rhetoric stage builds on both earlier stages by training students to communicate persuasively and beautifully. And a key implication is that premature emphasis on personal interpretation can leave students without enough knowledge to interpret well. The book, therefore, asks parents to see early memorization, recitation, handwriting, spelling, arithmetic, and map work as intellectual preparation rather than educational busy work. This staged model is one of the book's main contributions because it gives parents a rationale for matching method to maturity instead of treating all ages as if they learn in the same way. Secondly, memorization is defended as a tool for mastery rather than an end in itself. A major theme of the core is that rote memorization has been undervalued in modern education. Bortons argues that students cannot easily solve higher level problems if basic information must be constantly rediscovered or looked up. Multiplication tables, spelling patterns, grammar terms, geography facts, historical timelines, and scientific classifications become mental furniture that supports later analysis. Her reasoning is practical. A student who knows number facts can focus on algebraic structure, and a student who knows grammar can examine style and meaning more precisely. The book does not present memorization as the whole of education, but as an early discipline that frees the mind for later complexity. This position distinguishes Bortons from educational approaches that treat memorized facts as less valuable than projects, personal response, or discovery learning. At the same time, the book depends on the assumption that parents will later connect memory work to understanding. If memorization remains isolated from conversation, reading, writing, and application, it can become mechanical. The distinctive claim is that memory work is not opposed to thinking. Properly sequenced, it is one of the conditions that makes thinking more exact. Thirdly, language formation begins with reading aloud, copywork, spelling, and grammar. The book gives particular attention to reading and writing because classical education treats language as the gateway to almost every other field. Bortons encourages parents to cultivate reading through several levels of contact with books. Children should hear books above their independent level, read easier books for fluency, and practice with material that gently stretches their ability. This approach recognizes that comprehension, vocabulary, decoding, and affection for books do not develop in exactly the same way. Writing instruction is similarly incremental. In the early years, handwriting, spelling, copywork, and dictation train attention to form and correctness before students are expected to produce mature, original prose. Later grammar study gives students a vocabulary for analyzing sentences, while rhetoric teaches style, arrangement, and persuasive expression. The book also favors direct engagement with strong literature and primary sources instead of relying mainly on simplified adaptations. The underlying reasoning is that children learn language partly by imitation, repeated exposure to well-formed sentences shapes both taste and competence. This makes literacy in the core less about isolated skills and more about apprenticeship in accurate, meaningful, and articulate expression. Fourthly, core subjects are treated as ordered bodies of knowledge, not scattered activities. The core applies its classical framework across several subject areas: math, geography, history, science, and fine arts. In mathematics, Bortons emphasizes mastery of fundamentals, careful written work, repeated practice, and delaying dependence on calculators until students have internalized operations. The aim is not speed alone, but disciplined accuracy and conceptual readiness for advanced work. Geography is presented as a systematic knowledge of places, maps, and spatial relationships, giving students a concrete framework for understanding history and current events. History is organized around timelines, significant people, events, documents, and repeated review, so that later analysis has chronological structure. Science in the grammar years is described as meaningful but not overloaded, combining observation, basic memory work, nature study, and simple experiments that introduce the scientific method. Fine arts are included because classical education is concerned with perception, beauty, culture, and the disciplined practice of skills. Across these subjects, the book resists fragmented topical sampling. Its preference is for ordered repetition, cumulative review, and foundational fluency. The practical effect is to give parents a way to judge whether an activity strengthens long-term understanding or merely fills time. Lastly, the parent is positioned as the central mentor in a home-centered education. Bortons writes from the perspective that parents should be the primary guides of their children's education, even when they use outside classes, tutors, communities, or published curricula. This is one reason the book appeals strongly to homeschooling families and to parents interested in classical conversations. The parent is not expected to be an expert in every subject from the beginning. Instead, the book presents education as a shared discipline in which adults recover knowledge, model habits, and learn alongside children. Its Christian orientation also shapes its account of learning, especially in its view that knowledge, creation, moral formation, and family responsibility belong together. This does not make the book a neutral academic study of classical education. It is more accurately a practical argument for a particular kind of classical Christian home education. That positioning is both a strength and a limitation. Readers who share the assumptions may find the book coherent and encouraging, while readers seeking a secular or institutionally focused pedagogy may need to adapt its recommendations. The important point is that the core treats the home not as a supplement to schooling, but as the main environment where intellectual habits and loves are formed. In conclusion, The Core is best suited to parents who want a concise introduction to classical education and need a rationale for beginning with foundational skills. Homeschooling families, parents considering classical conversations, and educators curious about the grammar stage will benefit most from its framework. Its practical value lies in helping readers see why memorization, spelling, copywork, arithmetic fluency, maps, timelines, observation, and exposure to the arts can matter before advanced interpretation and self-expression. Intellectually, it clarifies the logic of the trivium and explains why classical educators connect early knowledge to later reasoning and communication. The book stands out in its category because it is less of a full curriculum manual and more of an accessible defense of home-centered classical formation. Compared with more detailed guides such as The Well-Trained Mind, it offers fewer step-by-step schedules and curriculum prescriptions, but it gives a clearer sense of the convictions behind the approach. Its Christian and parent-led emphasis also differentiates it from broader classical education surveys. Readers looking for exhaustive implementation plans may need additional resources, but those seeking a principled overview of what to teach, why to teach it, and how early foundations support mature learning will find it a useful starting point. If you would like to support Lei A. Bortons, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.